Tainus Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zion 1:7. The Mishnah continues straight from the previous Mishnah. V'avru elev lo nanu. If these two pass, meaning these 13, the 13th of the 13 communal fasts, as we described in the previous Mishnayos, and v'lo nanu, and the heavens did not respond, no rains fell. Mematin b'maso v'matan. We reduce commercial activity. Mema'et means to minimize, but the parameters here are very specific. What it means is that commercial activity that's for simcha, so that would mean things like luxury goods or purchasing something for the sake of a wedding and something like that, those we do not do at all. But other commercial activity, which is necessary for parnasa and livelihood and taking care of one's home and family, etc., that is all permitted. Bebinyan uvenetia. Same goes for construction and for planting of trees. Again, we're mema'et, meaning that we do not do any of these activities if they're for the sake of simcha, for increasing joy. Again, I mean like building, let's say, a chuppah for one's child, planting a tree as like royalty would do to provide shade. Again, luxury type construction or planting, that is going to be forbidden. However, anything that's necessary for, you know, safety or basic living and so on, the wall of the house is crumbling in, the roof is leaking, whatever it is, you have a new child, need a place to put them, to do additional construction, that's going to be permitted, etc., but not for simcha. Be'erusin uvenesuin, same goes with erusin, which is, I'll call that engagement, the first stage of marriage, same as kedushin, and nesuin, that's, I'll call it the second stage of marriage, same as chuppah, being married, living together. So those are both, again, mima'et, they are again, minimize, but that's not a great translation. Again, it means they are forbidden altogether to anybody who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah, to anyone who has already fulfilled the mitzvah of pruravu, meaning a person has met the requirements. Let's just call that for now having a boy and a girl. So then, and he's going to do, let's say, a second marriage. So he may not do that second marriage during this time period, because we're minimizing simcha, but someone who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah puruvu, hasn't got his two children, then he certainly may get married during this period, and should, because he's got a mitzvah to do so. Uvashe'ela shalom bein adam l'chavero, kvenei adam hanazufin l'makom. The way people should greet one another is as if they are people who have been rejected, castigated, censured by Hashem. There's a kol v'chomer here. If a person, a prominent person, would criticize you and castigate you and set you, you know, reject you, so then you certainly would be having your head held low and, you know, feeling down and ashamed of yourselves and rejected. So that should be sort of the social posturing that people have as those who have been sort of rejected by Hashem. So that means then the greetings are muted, they're quiet, not boisterous, not overly lively, not overly joyous. And the Gemara goes on to say that a Talmidei Chachamim don't do any greetings at all. Not unlike what we're used to on Tisha B'Av. There, this issue of Avelis going on. Here, it's not Avelis per se, but the point is the same, the idea is the same, that we are not greeting one another at all. And a Talmidei Chachamim who's greeted, say, by someone who's an Amaretz who doesn't realize, so his response should be, again, muted, head down, quiet, you know, minimal response. Hayachidim chozrin umisanin ad sheyetze nisan. Now, Yechidim, those spiritually inclined people, the Talmidei Chachamim, who started out our Masechta fasting those Bahab fasts prior to the rest of the community, so they once again can go back and do these Monday, Thursday, Monday fasts. Again, they're what I'll call minor fasts, meaning just day fast, not the night before. Exactly like the parameters we had back in Mishnah Dalet. So that will continue on for those who are Yechidim, who want to. Yatze Nisan, if Nisan passes Yardu Geshamim, I'm sorry, I read that badly, I'm sorry. Hayechidim Chozen Umisanin Ad Sheyetze Nisan. They, once again, those Yechidim, the individuals, will fast again, but only until Nisan goes out. Now, this Nisan ending is not a reference to the lunar month of Nisan, like the month after Adar. The word Nisan can also be referring to Tekufas Nisan, which is the vernal equinox, the day in the year that, one of the 2 days in the year where the length of the day and night are equal. That marks the beginning, essentially, of spring in the even the secular calendar and Jewish kind of as well. So what we're talking about here is once the month, the 30 days that are following the vernal equinox pass, so then no more fasting. So that vernal equinox, let's say it's usually the 20th or 21st of March on our current calendar every year, which means basically by the 19th or 20th of April, they would stop fasting regardless. Again, this doesn't mean the month of Nisan. Like the way the Rambam says it, it's when the zodiac arrives at the beginning of Shor, of Taurus. So that's, I don't get to the zodiac right now, and those how that works necessarily. But the point is, we're talking about astronomical and solar calendar as opposed to the lunar calendar, when we say this. So after the month, after the vernal equinox passes, so then, let's call that 19th, 20th of April, then no more fasting, because Yatza Nisan and Yardu Gesham, because if Nisan passed, and then the rains fall, and there you may have a girsa of Lo Yardu or Vilo Yardu, but those Vilo should be taken out. It should read Yatza Nisan Yardu Geshamim. If Nisan, meaning that month, the first month of the spring, let's call it, passes, and yet, and only then do rains start to fall, Simen Klala, that is a sign of a curse, an accursed sign. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk that's from Shmuel. Halo ktsir chitim hayom. The isn't today the day of the harvesting? This is Shmuel talking to the people. The context here is that Shmuel was trying to tell the people that their desire to set up a king was worthy of rebuke. And inappropriate, and his sign to them was to make it start to rain, which was a cursed sign, since that was the halo ktsir chitim hayom, means today is the day for harvesting wheat. And it's at this point Shmuel was saying that's a curse for rain to fall at this point, and that shows Hashem's rejecting their idea or not fond of their idea. And so, too, the Mishnah here is bringing a proof that if it hadn't rained up to now, so rain starting to fall this late in the season, a month after spring has begun, when it's ready time to reap, whatever has begun to grow, that would be a curse. Now, many people misunderstand this Mishnah, and they think anytime it rains, they double make a mistake. First, they'll think the Peshat is the month, they're talking about the month of Nisan. Putting that aside, they think that if it rains in the month of Nisan or after the month of Nisan, that's called the Simen Klala always, and they go, oh my goodness, it's June, there's a few drops of rain falling out of Shul, this must be a Klala. That's not the Peshat. Tosafot Yom Tov speaks out, based on Yerushalmi, that we're talking here about if it never rained the whole winter, and now the rain pitom starts coming in the spring after, Yatza Nisan, 30 days after the vernal equinox. So then that's a simen klala, that's a bad sign. But a normal year where everything has been, it's been raining all along, it's not a bad sign at all for rain to come even after that point in time.